This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from St. John's Books, North Portland's full-service independent bookstore offering new and used books on progressive politics, literature, poetry, titles for kids, and more. St. John's Books is located at 8622 North Lombard in St. John's. Information at 503-283-0032 or via email at info@stjohnsbooks.com.
This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. It's a hot summer. It's been so hot yesterday and the few days before. But you know what? Theater offerings are hot, too. We have a couple of them to tell you about today. Portland just saw a successful and sold-out run of the Jaw West Festival of Readings. And now we have another stage reading to present today with Quintessence Language and Imagination Theater. We'll hear about their Hamlet project. And then in the latter part of the show, we'll talk with a new young playwright and producer, Quick Jones is his name, and we'll talk about the new musical he's opening at the IFCC, the Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center. So stay with us. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, and we were just listening to a piece from Hamlet, actually, the movie, the Mel Gibson movie. Just to get in the mood here for you guys, with me in the KABU studio is Artistic Director Connor Kearns. Welcome back.
Hello.
And actor Stephen Henry. Welcome back.
Thank you, Dee Mae. It's good to be
back. Of Quintessence Language and Imagination Theater. Welcome back, both of you, to Stage and Studio. Now, this summer, you are working on Shakespeare's Hamlet, and you're presenting a stage reading of it on August 11th, and it's part of a larger Hamlet project, Connor, so tell us about that.
Yeah, it's the 11th and 12th. What we decided to do is Hamlet, obviously, is a very complex, maybe the greatest play ever written, and we wanted to, we changed our format. What we've done in the past has been production-oriented. We would produce two plays in the summer, a new play and a Shakespeare play, and we just felt like we needed to spend more time developing this piece, so we've taken two summers to develop it. So we came up with this three-phase process. We're going to do a staged reading this summer, so in a sense we're doing one-third of the work. And then in October, we're bringing out Andrew Wade, and Andrew was here in 2004. He helped us work on Macbeth, and he's the former head of voice at the Royal Shakespeare Company. And he and Cicely Berry's methods of working on language and text really inform the way Quintessence works. So anyway, he will come out in October, and he will dig in with us for a week. We've gotten a grant from the Kinsman Foundation to bring him out. So that will be the second third of the work. We'll invite an audience to come and see what we're doing with him. They'll get to peek in. We'll show a little bit of what those exercises and what that work is like. And there will be a Q&A, too. So that's in October. And then we have the rest of the time to spend on the third third, which is the big third, which is the production itself. So the goal is that next summer in July and August, we will have had 14 or 15 months of working on Hamlet, which will inform our production.
Well, you know, this begs the question. I mean, usually, like you said, you do two theater productions. I mean, you do a season in the summer. Now, a lot of dance companies, you know, will take a year to do a production to really develop it. If it's an original work, you know, that's not unheard of. But to do Shakespeare for 1 year, you know, that begs the question, why?
Well, I think, you know, we could have cranked it out in a summer, as we usually do. I mean, and we take a longer period of time than most companies. But this really gives us the chance to look at what we're doing this summer is we're looking at characters and relationships. And then when Andrew comes, we're really going to work on language and text, language, text, voice. And then when we get to the production, we can actually build those in instead of trying to do everything all at once. And obviously, Stefan's playing Hamlet, so you know this—it's a huge role. Plus, it's a huge sword fight that our choreographer John Armour is making them sweat through. So it gives John Armour a chance to really develop the sword fight instead of just cranking that out in a short period of time. So I think just given the nature of things, the fact that we have a very small budget, that people's time is limited, this gives us a chance to really expand Hamlet by concentrating our efforts over a period of time.
It also helps you to fundraise, too, because I don't think most people realize that even, you know, independent productions can cost anywhere. If you're trying to pay people even a minimal amount, can cost anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, you know, for a production. So I think that's part of it too, isn't it? I mean, just to get that effort going.
Yeah, it's an artistic and a business decision. So yeah, the business side, this does give us a chance. And our hope, actually, Stefan articulated this in an early meeting. He said, you know, people would be really interested to sort of see behind the scenes what's happening, how is this developing. So this process allows people to do that. They can come see the reading, get a general sense of what we're doing, really see how we're working on character and relationship. Then they can come and see what Andrew's done with us and how he's helping us open up the text. And so, in a sense, sort of seeing it develop as it goes, as opposed to just coming at the end and seeing the end product.
Well, you're listening to Stage and Studio. In case you just joined us, I'm Dee Mae Roberts, and we've been talking with Connor Kearns, Artistic Director of Quintessence Language and Imagination Theater. And we'll be hearing from Stephen Henry, the actor who's playing Hamlet for Quintessence pretty soon. I have just wondering, though, before we get to Stefan and your wonderful reading, we can ask you, are you actually doing the fight scene? You mentioned John Armour, who's a wonderful fight choreographer. Are you actually doing the sword fight?
Yeah, I think one of the things that's important to recognize in this staged reading is that it's not a traditional staged reading. As Connor was alluding to, what we're focusing on is giving it the three different peaks into the process. So when people come and see the staged reading, there will be times when people will have their scripts in hand. There will be time when people don't have their scripts in hand. So it will be a little bit different than most people are used to with the staged reading. But we felt it was important, and you can't really get a full feel for the sword fight by just hearing somebody read the stage directions. So we thought it was important that we did.
So you do all the blocking then?
Yeah, what's happening with this summer is that John is doing a basic sword fight. We'll probably have 20 moves. But it will give people a feel for what this is going to be like. And by the end, hopefully, next summer when we do the full production, we'll be looking at more of around 270 moves.
Full
sword fight. So it really does help us to bring in that idea. So it really is a chance for people to see the process at work. What's happened in the first 2 months of rehearsal? Where is it at? Okay, then we work with Andrew Wade. What does it look like now? And then a full production. So people can really see the growth, how it works, how a piece truly comes together.
Well, a great sword fight can take up to 6 weeks to choreograph and to do skillfully live every single night.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot more challenging than people realize. It's the challenge is to make it look seamless when in reality it takes a lot of sweat to get it there.
And then when you get, you know, actors that really get into it, too, you know, you got to watch out and train for that, too.
Well, both Laertes and Hamlet are supposed to be, you know, excellent sword fighters.
And so it is to the death.
It is. Well, but Hamlet doesn't realize that.
Well, their intention is to the death anyway.
Yeah.
So you're doing a full stage reading, and that does mean blocking. That does mean sometimes you have the scripts and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you memorize some of that. And I think that's really a fun process to watch, because I just got through with the Jaw West Festival, you know, plays. And those readings, you know, you really forget that somebody has a script there. I mean, you really don't even think about it.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you're an actor, too. I mean, you know that there's that. If you can use the script as a tool and not as a crutch. In rehearsal, if you're using the script as a tool, it can really liberate you and make connections that you know, you can't make when you get to the ugly phase, when you've now taken the script out of your hand and now you don't know what you're saying, you don't know where you're going. So
skip all that.
Yeah. So we're calling it semi-staged. In other words, I've sort of allowed the actors to sort of do physically what's useful for them. But yes, most of the time people are carrying scripts, but other times they're not, and then there's the sword fight.
And it can be very exciting. I love stage readings, you know, with blocking and movement. Now, Stefan, you play Hamlet. What's... What do you have for us? What's your take on the character first?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of – there's always – I mean, Hamlet is one of the most discussed characters in all of literature and all of dramatic literature. And there's, you know, there's the camp of people that say that Hamlet is definitely mad, and there's the camp of people that say he doesn't go anywhere near being mad, and I'm in sort of the middle group. I think that my take on him is that to be an interesting character, he has to almost be insane at some point, something that has driven him to that point. But I think that if he ever goes fully insane, it's not realistic, because then by the end, he is coherent. He is concise. He is clear in what he's saying. So I think that it's pushing it right to the edge. I think that Hamlet is a very intellectual and yet very emotional person. He's got both sides of the coin. So he's a fascinating character to play. And the reason I think that every actor wants to play him is that you can't figure him out.
He's so complex. Now you have a reading for us.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do the Tutu Solid Flesh speech. And one of the things that we've really been focusing on with this is the idea of Hamlet's connection and relationship to the audience. It seems that as the play progresses, he becomes less and less focused on having the audience help him decide. But this is one where he really is connecting with the audience. This is the first time that he really connects with them in a relationship. So, oh, that this too solid flesh would melt, thaw and resolve itself into a dew. Or that the everlasting had not fixed his canon against self-slaughter. Oh, God. Oh, God, how weary, stale, flat, and unprofitable seem to me all the uses of this world. Fie on it. Oh, fie. 'Tis an unweeded garden that grows to seed. Things rank and gross in nature do possess it merely. That it should come to this. But 2 months dead. Nay, not so much, not two. So excellent a king that was to this Hyperion, to a satyr, so loving to my mother that he might not beteem the winds of heaven visit her face too roughly. Heaven and earth, must I remember? Why, she would hang on him as if increase of appetite had grown by what it fed on, and yet within a month. Let me not think on't. Frailty, thy name is woman. A little month, or ere those shoes were old with which she followed my poor father's body, like Niobe, all tears, why she, even she. Oh, God, a beast that wants discourse of reason would have mourned longer. Married with my uncle, my father's brother, but no more like my father than I to Hercules. Within a month, ere yet the salt of most unrighteous tears had left the flushing in her galled eyes, she married. Oh, most wicked speed, to post with such dexterity to incestuous sheets. It is not, nor it cannot come to good. But break my heart, for I must hold my tongue.
And get thee to a nunnery. You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dimay Roberts. We just heard Stephen Henry as Hamlet. He's here with Connor Kearns, Artistic Director of Quintessence Language and Imagination Theater. They're doing a staged, semi-staged, with movement reading of Hamlet on August 11th and 12th at the Mago Hunt Center at the University of Portland. And tickets are $10 to $12 and can be reserved by calling Quintessence at 503-943-7287. That's 943-7287. And we have a pair of tickets to offer to the first two callers here at KBOO at 503-231-8032. To Quintessence Language Imagination Theater and Hamlet. Now, are you hoping to get some audience feedback, too?
You know, we're not formally soliciting feedback, but we get a lot of informal feedback. So certainly afterwards, if people remain in the lobby, we always like to hear what people are thinking. And within the organization, we have dramaturgs and other folks who, and I'm inviting the designers who will eventually design the show. So we're really hoping for sort of internal feedback in a formal setting, but we always like to hear what the audience thinks.
Well, you also hear it when in response, too, when people are there, and you kind of note that, right?
Yeah,
when people laugh and when they gasp and all that. And are you inviting the same cast? Are you working with the same cast then, the same ensemble for the whole year?
You know, trying to pin down actors. You know,
for a year, I was wondering about that. It's like, I don't don't know if I'll be available.
I mean, the hope.
I've committed to it.
All right.
Yeah. That sort of was our thought was, you know, that to do Hamlet, we had to have Hamlet, and Hamlet had to commit. So it, I think of it as Stefan and Quintessence, and then, but the other actors, we're hoping stay along. It's a 7-person cast. It's 2 women and 5 men. But, you know, some of them may be able to and some may not. So we're hoping they can stay for the whole process because obviously it is cumulative. But we'll just have to see.
Well, who else is in it for the reading?
So Trish Egan plays Gertrude. Debbie Hunter plays Ophelia. Stephen Henry is Hamlet. In our production, Horatio is the storyteller, and that's played by James Lawrence. Dave Bowden is playing everyone else. He's playing the ghost, Polonius and Osric. And Colin Murray is playing Laertes and Marcellus. And I'm making a cameo as the player.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, somebody has to read that speech. So
that's a wonderful speech, though. It's not like it's a pain, Connor.
Yeah, that's true.
That's going to be fun. Well, if you want to sneak peek at next year's production of Hamlet and perhaps some, you know, input as the audience there reacting, you can go to the stage reading this summer, Quintessence Language and Imagination Theater presenting Hamlet. And it's August 11th and 12th at the Mago Hunt Theater at the UP, University of Portland. And tickets are $10 to $12. General admission is basically $12, and students and seniors $10. For reservations, call 503-943-7287. It's been great to have you both. Do you have any last words?
Yeah, David Seitz is playing the villain, Claudius. Forgot that. Yeah. And the curtain is 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. All right. Yeah, thanks for saying that. I think I skipped over that part. So August 11th and 12th,
and
8 p.m.
Air-conditioned.
Air-conditioned. Yay! We like that.
Yes.
Well, thanks both for coming back.
Thank you. It's always great
to see you every summer, Connor.
It seems like it. Thank you.
Up next, we have Quick Jones, who's written and is producing a new musical at the Interstate Far Hills Cultural Center right after this break. Listening to Count Basie and his orchestra. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, and with me on the phone is Quick Jones. Good morning, Quick.
Good morning.
Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes, you are.
All right, you're Quick. He's the writer, composer, and producer of Spotlight. I mean, you just are sort of the Renaissance man of all trades here.
Well, I'm not the composer.
Well, you wrote the lyrics, though. You wrote the lyrics.
I did.
So that's a lot.
Now,
Spotlight is the name of your production, and it's a jazz musical comedy set at the end of World War II in Chicago. It follows two brothers trying to keep their record company afloat, and a lot of comedy ensues, I guess. So what about this history inspired you to write this musical?
I love jazz. Oh, I just love jazz. And to think about the era of jazz is when, you know, after the war is when the country really started to take a change. You know, television, women in the workforce now. I mean, it's just everything that the country started to mold, really.
Well, you know, Portland had its own jazz history here, too. And Vanport.
Thick in jazz history.
Uh-huh. Thick? Is that what you said?
Yeah, real thick in jazz history for Portland.
So it's something that's really close to home, I think, for a lot of Portlanders, you know, because with the war, Vanport, you know, was actually bringing a lot of African Americans here to work. And
that's
so,
right.
You know, there was a great jazz scene in the 40s and 50s. So I think that this is great that you're exploring this territory here.
Thank you.
Now, you wrote the play as well as the lyrics, and you collaborated on the music. So how long did it take to put this project together?
Wow. It took me actually 3 months to write the whole script and the lyrics. And it took us another, I think, about 2 months to get the music done. And we postponed from our opening date because we wanted everything just to be right. And we weren't confident enough with the music that we were ready to go on. Because we wanted, it's my company's first musical, so we really wanted to shine with it. So it took us, you know, it just took us the average probably of 6 months.
Well, that's not too bad. That's really not too bad.
At all.
No, for an original production, especially a musical. Now, you're also directing this, too.
I am.
Jeez, you do everything.
That's the joke around the camp. I guess I'll be taking tickets and serving.
And you're sort of following the indie filmmaker model here, aren't you? I mean, you just, you know, you do everything and you probably raise the money yourself and just put on the show.
You know, it's fun to me. I enjoy it. I enjoy all aspects of theater. And I just love to be able to create and get people to give birth, you know, follow suit with the birth. You know, it's beautiful to see something and be like, wow.
You're a Portlander, right?
I am.
And you've been producing something almost every year now, every summer, haven't you?
Well, yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I've been lucky enough to get at least one show a year in.
And what is the name of your company?
Studio 20 Entertainment.
And where does that come from?
My father passed away January 20th. And when he passed away, my basketball jersey number was 20. I had a basketball game that night, and I scored 20 points. So yeah. I just originally said, well, my company has to be something that reflects my history. So I said, hey, the number 20.
Well, that's pretty moving. That's really
Thank
great.
You.
It's a great tribute to him, too. Now, who are some of the actors in this production? I recognize Kenny Denbo, who I've worked with before, and he's wonderful. Who else is in the production?
Oh, he's great. We have Ken Denbo, Andre Barnes. They play the two brothers, and they are hilarious together.
I bet.
Hilarious. And we have Dan Scott, who is actually a jazz singer. Myself, Josie Seed, who has done musicals in Cincinnati. Stella Richter, whose voice will blow you away.
Some good singers?
Oh, yes.
Wonderful. And you have a live band as well?
No, actually, we're going to go to CD route.
You are?
We're at the Interstate Firehouse, and it's a little cramped.
It's a very small theater.
It is. It is very small. So, yeah, we're going to go with the CD, but you'll still get that great effect of a musical.
Well, especially if you have some great voices in there, and you sound like you do.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's so great because we have a combination of a gospel singers and musical singers. And a jazz singer. And so you get the whole history of jazz itself with the cast.
And it's all original jazz music then?
It is all original.
Tell us about the composer.
Well, there's Spanky. Oh, my goodness.
Or composers, Spanky, yeah.
Spanky Hopkins and Rick Danz. And Spanky is a genius. He is a genius. I would tell Spank, hey, I need this sound, man. He said, okay, no problem. And that's all he would say. And a couple of days later, he'll come with the sound. He is amazing.
And, you know, what is their background? Are they jazz musicians here in Portland?
They are. Spanky is a jazz musician, but he's done it all, from gospel, jazz, to blues. You know, like he says, he doesn't have a label. He just likes to do it.
Well, that's wonderful. And Rick Danz?
Rick Danz is his brother. It's his brother, and Rick is that guy that loves it all, especially the funk era. And, you know, we'll be doing something in the studio, and Rick would be like, yeah, that's hot. Yeah, that's hot.
Sounds like you've been having a lot of fun.
Oh, a lot of fun.
Well, Spotlight, with books and lyrics by Quick Jones, and music by, now it says here, Spank Hopkins?
Spank Hopkins.
You call him Spanky, though.
Yeah.
Spank Hopkins and Rick Danz. And it begins August 11th, but I don't know when it ends.
August 25th.
Oh, so it's the 11th through the 25th, Thursday through Saturdays at 8 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Sundays at 2?
Yes.
Is it every Sunday?
Yeah, it'll be actually the first two weekends.
Wonderful.
Will be Sundays.
At the Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center, that's IFCC at 5340 North Interstate Avenue in Portland. And you can get there on the Max Yellow Line that runs right through it and actually, you know, lends a little bit of ambiance every once in a while to a theater production. And I think for this, you know, you could kind of imagine it's the L train or something in Chicago, right?
There you go.
Admission.
And if I can say, we have a dress rehearsal that's open to the public. All you need to bring is two cans of food, and then we donate that to a homeless shelter at the Calvary Missionary Enrichment Center.
And when is that?
That would be August 10th.
August 10th, so the night before.
The night before.
You're doing a free preview with two cans of food.
That's right.
Now
we want to be able to give something back.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, admission is $15 for general seating, $12 for children.
Yes.
For reservations, call 503-473-6649. That's 473-6649. And, Quick, is it okay to give away a pair of tickets, too?
Hey, let's do that.
Let's do that. Just one pair. How about that?
Let's do that.
We have a pair of tickets, then, to give away to the first caller at KBOO at 503-231-8032. So just one call. That's probably gone right now. So, you know, don't call anymore. Usually people are pretty quick. So, Quick Jones, it's been so great to talk with you on the phone, and I hope to meet you and come to your production.
Thank you, and thank you for your support for the arts and everything that you do.
Well, thank you. That was Quick Jones, and once again, his show begins August 11th and runs through the 25th at the IFCC, and the number is 503-473-6649. Before we go today, here's some events happening around town. Mount Hood Repertory Theater Company announces its 10th anniversary American Classics Theater Festival to be held this summer, and that's now, at Mount Hood Community College, and that's July 28th through August 20th. Productions for the festival include Lend Me a Tenor by Ken Ludwig and Gordon McKay's Sea Marks. And tickets are good for any performance. No reservations are needed. Performances are Friday and Saturday evening at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 2. General admission is $20. Seniors and students, it's $15. The festival pass, which lets you see both shows, is $34 for general admission and $28 for seniors and students. Performances are at Mount Hood Community College at 26,000 Southeast Stark Street in Gresham. Information and tickets are available by calling Mount Hood Repertory Theater at 503-491-5950. That's 491-5950. Or you can go online at mthoodrep.org. The Asian American Journalists Association presents North Korean defectors in South Korea. It's a photo documentary by Laura Elizabeth Pohl, and I believe it's a lecture and slideshow about two women who defect from North Korea, very topical right now, and having problems adjusting to their new lives in South Korea, where they don't often find acceptance. To reserve tickets for that, that's August 2nd, 6:30 to 7:30 at the University of Portland Childs Center Hall. That's August 2nd, and that's 5000 North Willamette Boulevard in Portland. It's free, but donations are accepted. Reserve a seat. Email aaja_portland@hotmail.com. And do that soon, because tickets are probably going to go soon. Now, that's it for Stage and Studio for the next 6 weeks. Yes, in the next 6 weeks, DMA is going to take a little break. So starting August 1st, we'll be playing my national radio series, though, so you'll kind of be in touch with me, with Crossing East. And that is at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it's the first Asian American history series, and it's hosted by George Takei of Star Trek fame. And we had him a couple weeks, and Uhura sang to him, if you recall that. And the popular comedian and wonderful actress as well, Margaret Cho. And here's a clip from the first episode about first Asians in America.
I'm George Takei, here about First Contacts on Crossing East.
Chinese ships were incredibly seaworthy.
There are so many people up and down this coast of Hawaiian descent, as I am.
So they decided to build their Filipino villages along the bayous of Louisiana.
Crossing East, the first Asian American history series on this radio station.
That's next Tuesday at 10 a.m. here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Yeah, that's Crossing East, and I hope you will tune into the first show. It's called First Contacts. We're on about 200 stations around the country, and Public Radio International has granted KBOO the chance to run this series. So you'll be hearing it for the next 6 weeks, starting next Tuesday at 10 o'clock on August 1st. So do tune in. I'd love to hear what you think about it. And if you want to find out more about it, go to crossingeast.org. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, so enjoy the rest of the summer and stay tuned for Democracy Now!